This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. What we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments here, friends, is Muslims protected to promote death to unbelievers in America, hiding behind free speech, federal law, and state law. You've got to be kidding me, friends. Well, they're not, but I want to tell you what they're doing is advocating lawlessness in America. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes here, friends. Before we do that, I need to hit on a couple issues. Do you remember I shared with you, as a matter of fact, we had this journalist, and this is exactly what he was, Brian Bender from the Boston Globe. Oh, I'm guesstimating here probably 8 months ago. We had him on the radio. I'm sorry, 8 years ago, forgive me, on the radio with us. And interestingly enough, he was sharing an investigation into the DOD. That's the acronym for the Department of Defense in America at the Pentagon. And through an ICE investigation, it was uncovered that over 5,000 members of the DOD were busted downloading child pornography. You heard me right. The Department of Defense was busted during an ICE investigation. 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography in the United States of America at the Pentagon. Furthermore, friends, what you need to know is Attorney General, the criminal himself, Eric Holder, said that they did not have the resources to investigate under Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite himself. Now, aside of that, taking it fast forward, reports on the sonsoflibertymedia.com finds that UN, the United Nations, employs 3,300 pedophiles responsible for 60,000 rapes in the last 10 years. Did you hear what I just said? Report finds that the UN, the United Nations, employs 3,300 pedophiles responsible for 60,000 rapes in the last 10 years. This on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. An outright frightening dossier released by a former senior United Nations official reveals that United Nations employees have carried out over 60,000 rapes in just the last decade. Now, what's more, the dossier estimates that the organization currently employs at least 3,300 pedophiles. Now, we can see that the apple does not fall too far from the tree, folks, concerning what took place back in 1989 in Nebraska through something called Boys Town, where they found that they were taking these orphans, these priests were taking orphans, and they were flying them into Washington, D.C. to sell them off in a pedophile ring concerning those that are to serve we the people that were committing the act of pedophilia against these orphans. If you would like to see that documentary, please take the time and do yourself a favor and watch it. I promise you'll watch probably 5 minutes of it, and you'll watch the duration. It will just pull you in. And this is coming directly from the victims themselves and the those that were responsible for the investigation and prosecution. And again, friends, what took place is absolutely astounding, and the names that were brought up were even more astounding. But when you begin to pull the curtain back, friends, there's really nothing astounding about it. It makes total sense, because these people act accordingly, even today, as if they're above the law. And friends, they are not above the law. But again, going back, friends, report finds UN employs 3,300 pedophiles responsible for 60,000 rapes in the last 10 years. And if you would like to watch that documentary that I was just highlighting, it's called Conspiracy of Silence. Again, Conspiracy of Silence. Friends, it again is eye-opening. It really is, and it shows you that we have to take responsibility to defend our children. Read Exodus 22. And also read in the account of where Jesus said, for it's better them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and throw themselves into the sea rather than to offend these little ones. For some reason, they find within themselves to go ahead and dare the justice of God, and they can rest assured they're going to get a response. But let it be through his church the way it's supposed to be, first and foremost. Isaiah 26, verse 9. I want to cover this really quick because I want to kind of bring it to closure, at least for what's in my heart. In my mind right now concerning the shooting that took place in Florida. We played some audios for you last week from three different kids, three different students that were eyewitnesses to what took place during the school shooting last week in Florida. Well, we actually uncovered more. Someone sent this video to me, and I want you to listen to the audio, and I want you to hear as to what this little girl's seen, and listen carefully as to how many shooters that she identified. Listen carefully.
No, one teacher's dead. That's what I, like, there's two security guards who are dead. The teacher's dead. And then my other teacher, she got shot in the arm, but she's fine. She just started walking home, too.
And you tell us again, when did you realize that there was an issue?
So it was the first fire drill that happened this morning. It was the first fire drill this morning. And then there was a second one, and we were all thinking, oh, it's either a real fire drill or they're just doing this again on accident. And then they taught us, they said that if there's a fire drill, they want all the kids to run out, so that would make an easier shot. Like, everybody just starts pushing each other, running, and then we're kind of just like, is this what's happening? And then we realized, like, we thought this was a drill because they said they'll use blanks in a drill, but they actually didn't. It was real.
And we got out, and, like, they started yelling at us to keep focused and pay attention to the head, the army people, because they didn't want us to see the bodies that they hit in the corner. They were putting mats over them, so we wouldn't see them.
And do you think there was more than one?
She was asked, do you believe that there was more than one shooter? She said there was three shooters. Now, if you weren't paying attention to the details here, friends, let me remind you as to what she just said. There wasn't one fire drill, not two fire drills, but there were three fire drills that day in that school. Doesn't anybody find that to be a little odd? Hey, folks, during elementary, middle school, and high school, I don't recall ever one time having more than one fire drill over more than a quarter of the year throughout the school year. Maybe one or two throughout the school year. But, folks, they didn't have one drill but two drills. They didn't have two drills but three drills that day. And they were told to run outside of the building. I thought when there was a fire drill that you're supposed to walk orderly. I thought you're supposed to look out for the other guy. I didn't know that you were supposed to trample each other. Doesn't anybody feel like we have some false flag stuff going on here, especially for what they're looking for once again, friends? Well, I think it's time for us to wake up, America, and listen to the eyewitnesses concerning what's going on. Furthermore, I have yet to find one student that actually seen the shooter. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Muslims protected to promote death to unbelievers in America? They hide behind free speech? Ayan Hirsi Ali said, Islam is not a religion of peace. It's a political theory of conquest that seeks domination by any means it can. Folks, all weekend I've been thinking about free speech. What does it entail? You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 25, verse 1, that we're to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous. And we're to make reference to the law to tell us that which is righteous and that which is unrighteous through the reference of God's moral law. And P.S., we are established on the Mosaic Institution called Common Law, the Mosaic Institution, God's moral law, His Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Deuteronomy 10, Romans 13, so on and so forth. So we know what to make reference to when we desire the answers as to that which should be condemned and that which should be justified, right? That's common sense. When it comes to freedom of speech in this country, one should always recollect that no one has the right, not the institution of the church, not the institution of government, not the media, nor individuals have a right to violate law in any sense of the word, friends, when it calls for freedom of speech. No one has the right to violate that law, because remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now, when we go to the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Again, under the Christian umbrella. Not under the umbrella of the Muslim faith. Not under of Islam. Not under the umbrella of Buddha. Not under the umbrella of Hare Krishna, or any Zen, or any other foreign religion to that of America. No, we are found to be a Christian nation, and freedom of religion falls under the Christian umbrella. Or prohibiting the free exercise lawfully of that, again, which is lawful thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Yet there are many that have been indoctrinated with the freedom of speech to believe that whatever you say and no matter what you say, there will be without a lawful consequence. You have the freedom to do what you want to do. Read Hosea 4:6. It is in fact illegal, is it not, friends, to defame, to libel, to lie, or to bring about a willful and purposeful inciting of violence towards a people that did not align themselves with an unlawful agenda? Is it lawful for them to attack at will when the law is not on their side? Absolutely not. And freedom of speech is found within when we speak in a lawful manner. It must align itself in a lawful manner, period. I mean, taking it a step forward, it's freedom of speech to teach otherwise, to be subversive towards our government. Absolutely it is. Is it freedom of speech to incite domestic insurrection, to the calling forth of executing them that do not believe according to a system of religion and governance foreign to that of American law? Absolutely it is. And yet last week when I spent time, I shared with you American Muslims celebrating 9/11 in America. I shared with you terrorist cells. There's 35 terrorist cells in America and then training camps in America as of 2009. Both of these reports I played for you on live radio, and they were from back in 2009. And over again, when I listen to those videos, I hear the two things in these videos that should alarm any American to immediate action concerning what should take place in this country. And during those videos, this is what I heard as to why they could do what they wanted to do concerning Muslims in America advocating that which is illegal according to our common law. Well, we were told that they're protected by legal rights in a country that they detest. Well, let me ask you something. What did they come here for then? I mean, CIA operative from CNN, Anderson Cooper, asked the question, how can they get away with this? And the answer comes back, protection under the First Amendment. Really? Really? The second report was Sean Hannity. He was asking the question, why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open? The answer came, they are protected by the U.S. Constitution and they are protected by state constitutions. Really? So the federal government and state government and the Constitution in the United States permits these people to come into the United States to be subversive and to call for the execution of those that don't believe according to Islam. Who told you that, America? Hey, America, I have a question for you. Who told you that? The CIA-led media and their narrative. Sean Hannity asked the question during the second video that we played last week concerning freedom of speech. Do you believe that they are planning attacks on American cities? The individual that did this documentary said it's almost unimaginable. Sean goes on, he says, you say that they are planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against Americans. The answer came, no, not only do I believe that, not only the people that watch this documentary believe that, even the law enforcement officials that we have spoken with, not the ones in Washington, D.C., he said, but the field officers, they believe that. We even had law enforcement tell us that Muslims in America that are a part of the 35 jihadi terror cell camps in America as of 2009 even have weapons of mass destruction. He said that he was told that by law enforcement back in 2009. But again, the media would have you believe that they want you to believe that they have a right, these Muslims do, to do so. And that law enforcement officials' hands are tied from doing anything to stop these devils. 1 Timothy 4:1. I mean, folks, this may explain to you why in America there's 35 jihadi terror cells on American soil, a 74% jump since September 11, 2001, of Muslim mosques, now it equals 3,000, and a total of now 3.3 Muslims in America. And do not forget about the 50 terror attacks on U.S. soil alone. But America, you're being led by the media to believe that they have protection from federal government and protection from the state to do so. And this falls upon a people that refuse to take the time to do their homework and read their founding documents. First the Bible, then the Constitution. The Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights, not in that order. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. But again, America, the subtlety of the media through both of these, friends, both of these broadcasts were that they have protection under federal law and they have protection under state law. Maybe that also tells us why in Dearborn and in the state of Michigan right now, we have three different Muslims that are running for the gubernatorial candidacy in that state alone. America, if you think for one moment that you're playing with the people that are playing games, you are sadly mistaken. They are not a people that talk about it. They are a people that are doing it. And see, it's what you should have been doing a long time ago, 60 years in the making, rather than just talking about your love for the Lord. You should have been keeping His commandments in the process. But you failed to do that, and that's why you're in trouble today. The enemy is within the camp. John Guandolo had said during an exposition that he did, former FBI agent, you know, what would you think of me if I told you that foreigners are coming into America and establishing military bases? Well, America, I just want to tell you something. This country and the people in this country have allowed corrupt politicians to do so in foreign lands all across the globe for how many years now? As if to suggest they have a constitutional right and as if to suggest that they have a right to police the world, which they do not. Now what's happening is we're beginning to get a little taste of what other countries have gone through concerning what we've allowed corrupt politicians to do to those prospective countries. This is why you're in trouble, America. You're in trouble because you have justified what God clearly condemns when it comes to the advocation of the murder of the innocent. You know, and I've shared this with you in the past, but I need to say it again. Isn't it interesting how everybody's afraid of these monsters called Muslims? They behead people. They cut off arms and hands and all this other stuff. Well, let me say this. You have allowed your governments to not only allow and sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, but you have actually seen expositions on your senators who refuse to defund Planned Parenthood from doing the exact same thing, even going so far as to sell baby parts online in your own country, and you're afraid of what's happening over in a foreign country or what's happening to the Muslims in the United States of America? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You advocate through inaction the very things that you decry. How hypocritical can a people be, friends? We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back to this, friends, as to what is going on in this country. I am not justifying the wrong in any sense of the word on either side of the ocean, friends. I am simply giving you forth the Word of God and the Constitution and showing you what it does condemn and what it does justify. Be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself in the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I mean, speaking of hypocrisy to no end, I mean, just of what the American people tolerate to no end is just absolutely incredible to me. It really is, the hypocrisy. I just seen a post, Samimi. We found out that going back to the shooting in Florida, isn't it interesting how the sheriff out there, he is totally pro-Clinton. Isn't it also interesting to note that he's also calling for gun control? I have a picture here of Hillary Clinton. Yes, she's still not in jail, as promised by Barack Hussein. Or, I'm sorry, by Donald Trump. A prosecutor never came forward to judge her. And of course, what these people want you to do is they want you to pay attention to what they say, not pay attention to what they do. Read Matthew 23, verse 3 when you get a moment. But isn't it interesting? This reminds me of exactly that of Barack Hussein Obama after what took place allegedly at Sandy Hook. Okay, remember Barack sat there and he whimpered in front of the American people? He's an actor. That's what these politicians are, is actors, period. They are. They're actors. They're Judases is what they are. Read Luke 22, verse 48 when you get a moment. But remember when Barack Hussein Obama, after Sandy Hook allegedly took place, isn't it interesting how he said, we need to get rid of guns? Isn't that interesting? He's the one that advocated the murder of the innocent by voting 242 times concerning the murder of innocent babies in the womb. He wants to look out for the kids, but he wants to kill them on the other hand. Matter of fact, he even voted twice to make sure that there was a second doctor inside of the abortion murderer's clinic. to make sure the baby didn't have a chance of getting out. And by the way, it's aimed at blacks and Hispanics, for those that did not know. Isn't it interesting? These are the same people are luring to illegals, namely Spanish and illegals from the Middle East to come here. Both. So you have the Spanish and you have black folks coming into America. Little did they know that the people that are luring them in want their votes, but what they're voting for is really the advocation of murdering their own, because that's exactly what these people are responsible for. Barack Hussein Obama, and the meme that I'm looking at right now with Hillary Clinton. She admires, by the way, Margaret Sanger, who said it was a merciful thing for a family to kill one of its own infant members. And she was totally, she used to preach to the KKK, for those that did not know. But here's this memo. It says, we've got to ban guns to save the kids. And then it says on the bottom, we've got to have late-term abortions to kill the babies. This is called confusion. It reminds me of, for example, the Supreme Court injustices, the black-robed tyrants, is really what they are in so many different ways. But isn't it interesting that they advocate the right of the woman to choose to murder the child, right? But if an individual is killed with a baby inside of her, then it's if both people are killed, the woman and the baby in the womb are killed, then it's called double homicide. Wow. This is what happens to a people that leave off God. It's called a reprobate mind. It's a lack of empowerment to judge rightly. This is what's happening in this country because the American people have allowed the black robe tyrants, namely the Supreme Court injustices, to commit an oligarchy where few rule over many by making and turning war against the people against God. And that's not a good place for anybody to put themselves. But they committed an oligarchy when they said to the 3%, yep, we vote in your favor, 97% fully on you, we don't want God in school anymore. Which, by the way, again, just a reminder, you never lost the right, but you believed the lie. There's the bottom line. And the reason I'm talking about this right now is because I was just talking about the Muslims and how after showing videos of how the Muslims were celebrating back in 2009 concerning this psychiatrist on an American Army base, Fort Hood, where he killed, 13 of our own military. Just think about this. This is how stupefied the American people have become. For some reason or another, on a military base, our military was unarmed to defend themselves against a Muslim. And apparently they quickly forgot about September 11, 2001. Then it was called redefined workplace violence, right? By none other than the criminal himself, Barack Hussein Obama. And the American people let him do that. And then we have 49 other terror attacks in America. Now, saying that, I showed a video last week by none other than the CIA operative from CNN, Anderson Cooper, and it was a great broadcast, but they had their propaganda. They put the poison on the steak, America. The steak was great, but you just didn't know where the poison was. Well, I did. I caught it right away. And the video was called American Muslims Celebrating 9/11. And they went inside of a mosque, and of course, this foreigner, he wasn't a Middle Eastern, he was more of a Cambodian, and he was the imam there. And inside, the cameras went inside and asked him, is this a religion of peace, or is it advocating for violence against Americans? He said, no, it's a religion of peace. Of course, that's what they're going to say. And they go right outside onto the streets, and they have the Muslims that are a part of that mosque in New York City advocating the overthrow, advocating violence against unbelievers. It was called American Muslims Celebrating 9/11. And then I played the same week terror cells training camps in America, the actual video, to find out that there was 35 jihadi terrorist cells camps in America alone. And over I kept hearing the same things on both of these videos. There's probably 20 minutes in conglomeration concerning the time on both videos. accumulated. Okay, so we had about 20 minutes. It was about 10 minutes per video. But I kept hearing the same thing out of both of them. And it should alarm any American to immediate action concerning what's taking place in this country. This was post 9/11 in 2009. And the American people, you need to understand that when I go online to try to find more information, it doesn't come easy. As if to suggest that we shouldn't pay attention to what's going on outside our front doors. And what your government, the modern version of your government is doing to you. Hey folks, there. When I'm talking about modern government and corruption, I'm talking about them that are violating our law. They don't have a right to do that. No more than Muslims do. So you know. But what's interesting is concerning the American Muslims celebrating their 9/11, they were asked, how is it that they're getting away with what they're getting away with? And the answer came back, well, they have protection under the First Amendment. Really? They are protected by legal rights in a country they detest, said this news anchor. Are you paying attention to what you're saying? And America, are you paying attention to what you are hearing? The second report was called Terror Cells, Training Camps in America. In 2009, there were 35 camps on video. You can watch them. Sean Hannity asks, why would the United States government allow these facilities to stay open? The answer came, they are protected by the U.S. Constitution. They are protected by state constitution. You are incorrect, sir. Let's bring a little common sense into the equation, and let me point you back to what the Constitution and our rights declare. I'll get to that in a moment. They are protected by the U.S. Constitution, and they are protected by the state constitution. And really, the answer came, the law enforcement's hands are tied in trying to shut these groups down. Are you kidding me? Sean Hannity asked again, do you believe that they are planning attacks on American cities? He said, it's almost unimaginable. He said, Sean Hannity did, you said that they are planning, plotting, scheming the next attack against Americans? The answer came. Not only do I believe that, not only people that watch this documentary believe that, even the law enforcement officials in America that we have spoken with, not the ones in Washington, D.C., but the field officers, they believe that. We even had law enforcement tell us that they have weapons of mass destruction in America. And for some reason or another, America, you've been dummied down to believe that they have federal constitutional rights protecting them from having weapons of mass destruction? They have a right to advocate crime against unbelievers? Really? They have state constitutional law protecting themselves? Hey, America, just like I asked you during the second segment, I ask you again, who told you that? They want you to believe that they have a right to do so and that law enforcement officials' hands are tied from doing anything to stop what they advocate? And again, friends, this may explain why in America there are 35 jihadi terror cells on American soil. A 74% jump since September 11, 2001 of Muslim mosques. There are now 3,000 and a total number of now 3.3 million Muslims in America. And again, don't forget about the 50 terror attacks on the U.S. soil alone that I have named since 1972. It's been going on for a long time. And why are they doing it? Because they're all hiding behind what the CIA-controlled media would have you believe when it comes to freedom of speech. And again, friends, this is completely untrue. Hey, folks, they have no more right to say and to do the things that they advocate than does, friends, the modernized version of American government has in sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, Proverbs 6:17, or attempting to redefine marriage between a man and a woman, or the disannulling of the Second Amendment, and I can go on and on and on and on. And keep in mind that this is the same government and its agencies telling you that the foreign enemy within has a right to be on our soil. Oh my goodness, friends. You have to ask yourself the question, who's the enemy? Well, I'm exposing them right now. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I just want to tell you thank you for having us as the number one radio show right now. I'm completely honored. I do want to let you know that there's 89 radio station other show hosts and radio programs as well, and you have us as the number one show. Again, we appreciate that, and it tells us that you are listening, and that's why we're being faithful to the call. I got up at 7 this morning, folks, and I was just heavy with this free speech thing, and I stayed on it and stayed on it. And so what I did is I wrote on another script for another video. If you'd like to check that out, go to Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty YouTube. Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty YouTube. Do check that out again. Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty YouTube. Again, keep in mind it's Bradley Dean. Also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Also wanted to let you know you can check out Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to call in last segment, I don't know if we're going to be able to get there, but 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you would like to have us in your backyard to give forth a message, we can do that. We're about 3 months out. If it's just one date or if it's a short situation or it's long, give us a call. We can figure that much out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, www.thesonsofliberty.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, here again, I'm talking about Muslims protected to promote death to unbelievers in America, because this is what we're being told by, again, the CIA-controlled narrative, folks. There's nothing you can do about it. They can have terror cells on our soil if they want to. They can have weapons of mass destruction on our soil. Hey, folks, then what was the Patriot Act all about? What was this whole list of American terrorists and identifying American constitutionalists and gun owners and pro-lifers? And, you know, it was interesting. Everybody was labeled a terrorist except the homosexuals and the Muslims. That'd probably scare me if I was a homosexual or a Muslim, because I'm not so much worried about the wrath of man as much as I would be worried about the wrath of God. Read Hebrews 9:27. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Folks, you're talking about your eternity, and you better get it right. But folks, look at the list of bureaucracies that have been created to supposedly protect us, yet they're advocating the very people, they're alluring the very people into the United States of America. Read Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26. When you get a moment, please, friends, that will answer all of your questions as the Word of God always has, in the past and in the present and in the future. Why? Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So let me bring you to the next point really quick, final segment here. Now, to them that believe that they, the Muslims, have American rights to the First Amendment, backing them concerning the advocation of their crimes against the American people, that's as if to suggest that Muslims have a right to come into America and attempt to overthrow and establish Sharia law in its place. Well, guess what, friends? That's what they're doing. But I want to tell you something. First of all, our law condemns all of this, just so you're clear. Also, check out the McCarran Internal Security Act. You can even go to your own. Wikipedia will tell you all about it. It's McCarran, McCarran, Internal Security Act. McCarran, Internal Security Act. Now you tell me what the media is promoting and what the law states if it jives America, because it doesn't. Okay? So is it right that Hassan al-Banna, when he said it's the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, to extend its power to the entire planet, is that lawful? Does he have a right to advocate that in the United States of America? Because that's what the media is telling you. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American-Islamic Relationships. Is that lawful? Absolutely not. Does the word subversive come in? Does the word treason come in, friends? Mustafa Carroll, care director, Houston, Texas. And by the way, friends, it's not hard to find all of this. It's right at your fingers if you so desire to find out the truth, which will make you free. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. Above the law of the land. Is that legal? America, is that legal? I mean, can you imagine me walking into a courtroom or into a sheriff's office or into the governor's office or even into the president's office and begin to usurp authority over them? I would be handcuffed so quick and I'd be incarcerated so quick, folks. I wouldn't even have time to think about what just happened. But they want you to believe this. You better not do it to me, but you better believe what I say. That's the act, folks. That's arbitrary, and it's also the definition of tyranny. Is it lawful for the Muslims to come into the United States of America and promote and slay them wherever you come upon them and expel them from where they are expelled you? Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. Is that lawful to teach in the United States of America? They would have you believe it's called freedom of religion. No, it's not. Which tells you, first and foremost right here, that they are not here to assimilate. They are here to overthrow and dominate. Is that lawful? No, absolutely not. U.S. Code 8, friends, is a complete violation, and that's federal law. And those that allure them in are responsible for the crimes that those that they've allured in have committed because they are an accomplice. That applies to those that represent we the people. Is it okay that the Quran teaches this is the recompense of those who fight against God and there? They shall be slaughtered or crucified, or their hands and feet shall be alternatively be struck off, or they shall be banished from the land. That is a degradation for them in this world, and the world to come awaits them a mighty chastisement. That's in Quran 5, verse 33. Is that lawful for them to come in and teach in America? Concerning Christians, which claim to be 78% of America's population, and the population of 331 million people, and 78% of them sit back and watch this happen, and instead of standing against it, they actually advocate their illegal migration into America? I mean, whoa! They're not paying attention. Nope. They're playing with fire, and they're going to get burned because of their ignorance. Folks, is this their constitutional right to advocate crime against unbelievers in America? Because that's what's happening. I'm with you, so confirm the unbelievers. I shall cast into the unbelievers' hearts terror. So smite above the necks and smite every finger of them. That's the Quran 8, verse 12. They have federal and state rights protecting them from advocating crimes against Americans. America, many years ago, when I first got onto radio, I remember telling the American people, how is it, and I go back to what I just talked about last segment and the segment before that, you allow the advocacy of crimes against the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 58 million, to the equivalent to the consecutive number of 18 states in our union, to be murdered off because your a tolerance of corruption in government to sanction the murder of the innocent, and now when it's in your backyard and you may be the victim, now all of a sudden it doesn't apply to you? Are you kidding me? You reap what you sow. Hey, folks, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you shall of the flesh reap corruption. But if you sow to the Spirit, you shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. But folks, to sit back and to suggest that what you're hearing through the media, that this is freedom of religion, no more, friends, than freedom of speech. You can't libel someone. You can't defame somebody. You can't lie about somebody. There's legal consequence. I didn't say anything about advocating your murder because you don't believe the way that I believe. Hey, America, are you listening? There's laws that work against what I just got done telling you. Defamation, libel, lying about you, so on and so forth. How much more, friends, to them that advocate the murder of those that don't believe the way that they believe? Hey, folks, I can go on, and I can go on, and I can go on concerning what they're advocating. But those who disbelieve will have cut out for them garments of fire. Poured upon their heads will be scalding water. Torture is advocated, folks, through the book of Quran. Quran 22, verse 19. Here's another one. Quran 47, verse 4. They're telling you they have a right to advocate this. So when you meet those who disbelieve in battle, strike their necks until when you've afflicted slaughter upon them, then secure their bonds. This is freedom of religion? Hey, America, there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem that would justify what they're attempting to justify in the laws, in the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Nowhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.